Once he, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, stroked a patient. By its blessing, the patient became healthy and his body became fragrant. When the noble Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, stroked the chest of a companion, Sayyidina Usman bin Abul As, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his memory became very strong.
On different occasions, the beloved and blessed Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, gave some companion sticks, or small branches of trees with his blessed hand, and those sticks or branches turned into swords. Once he, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, stroked the face of a person and it became bright and brilliant.
During a ghazwa, an arrow hit an eye of Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a beloved companion, which resulted in the eye coming out of its socket. The healer of all healers, the beloved and the blessed Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, took the eye in his blessed hand and placed it into its socket. He, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then made dua, joining the eye to its socket perfectly and making its vision better than even the other one. Once a kafila entered the blessed court of the beloved Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, one of the travelers of the kafila was ill and used to have fits. Trapping his blessed hand on the back of the patient, the Prophet of Rahmah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, said, "Get out, O the enemy of Allah." Then the noble Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, stroked the face of the patient. By the blessing of this, the patient recovered and became so healthy and handsome that no one else in the kafila was better than him.
Once the beloved and blessed Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, stroked the broken shin of a companion, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Atiq, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The broken shin healed, and it seemed as if nothing had ever happened to it. Once the Holy Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, stroked the chicken pox affected face of a beloved companion, Sayyidina Ubaid bin Hammal, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his face healed immediately. Even the spots left by chickenpox disappeared. The beloved and blessed Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, was first fed by Sayyidatuna Bibi Amina, radiallahu ta'ala anha, for 7 days. Then by Thuwaiba, radiallahu ta'ala anha, for a few days. And then by Sayyidatuna Bibi Halima, radiallahu ta'ala anha, for 2 years. Regarding the holy childhood of the beloved and blessed Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Bibi Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha has stated, "The beautiful and brilliant face of the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to shine so much at night that there was no need for a lamp for lighting. One day, our neighbor Ummi Khala Sadiyah asked me, 'O Halima, a type of bright and brilliant light emanates from your home the whole night. Do you light fire at your home at night?' Bibi Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha replied, 'It is not the light of fire, but that of the brilliant face of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.' Dear children, Allah Almighty Azza wa Jal has created his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam with nur. Our noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is undoubtedly a human being, but nur created one and the greatest of all human beings. Nur wala aya hai, nur lekar aya hai, sare alam mein ye dekhu kaisa nur chaya hai. A great human being has come with nur and has brightened the whole world with nur."
Viewers of Madani channel, let's hear the Madani pearls of drinking water.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
One should drink water while sitting.
One should see water and light before he drinks it.
One should drink water with the right hand.
One should recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before drinking water. One should drink water in 3 breaths.
One should recite Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen after he has drunk the water.
I must strive to reform myself and the people of the whole.
have a judge.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Mujhe apni aur sari duniya ke logon ki islah ki koshish karni hai, inshallah azza wajal.